But right now, it is time to talk all things television with the viewer advocate from tvblackbox.com.au. Steve Malk, you know I love you like a brother, but I'm a bit disappointed with you tonight.
Oh, what? What have I done now?
Mate, I just broke this evening on the program the biggest news story, this biggest television news story of the year, that Kevin Smith is bringing back an animated He-Man series for Netflix.
That's amazing.
And it's not on your list.
Well, because it probably only got released today.
Okay, fair enough. All right. That's all right. We can forgive you.
And my list goes out on Sunday, but that is spectacular news.
Yeah,
why would
it is,
we not
it?
Want to see more of He-Man?
And he says that it's all these stories that we wanted to see when we were kids but never got to see He-Man play out.
Does that mean that Man of War and He-Man will kiss?
Oh, I don't know. Well, with Kevin Smith behind it, anything could happen, mate. Mate, we've been talking, and off the back of that, we've been talking about 80s cartoons we'd like to see come back. The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance, is this the same Dark Crystal that we remember when we were kids?
It sure is. The movie from 1982, made by the Henson Factory that freaked so many of us out, is back with a prequel TV series. It's set 50 years before the goings-on of the movie, where the Skeksis and the Gelflings are all living in, well, let's call it harmony, and how that all sort of, I guess, fractures and what happens to the crystal and how that's so integral to the part. If you love fantasy, science fiction stuff, and don't mind a bit of Muppets in your life, then the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance is for you. Now, Stephen, I've been lucky enough to get the full season on preview. I've nearly finished it. It is entrancing. It is such a rich universe that they've created, and the mix of practical effects along with the puppetry, because there's no human actors in it, it's all puppets, mixed in with the Henson magic and a little bit of special effects sprinkled on top. It's amazing.
Yeah, because nobody does it like the Jim Henson organization. Jim Henson no longer with us, obviously, but his organization, it's a bit like George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic. Nobody does it as good as them.
That's exactly it. And look, I can tell you, they have absolutely excelled in delivering this. It starts Friday next week, the 30th of August. Set aside some time for the weekend and watch the whole series. It's amazing.
Now, a show that I've seen advertised quite a bit on Foxtel and I really want to watch is The Righteous Gemstones with John Goodman. And but apparently the reviews haven't been so good for it.
Look, there are two words to describe whether or not you will like this program. Danny McBride.
Yeah.
He is, you know, you might know him from all sorts of comedy shows and those sort of things. You either love him or you don't. And if you love him, you will love The Righteous Gemstones. Now, I'm a big fan, so I've really, really been enjoying this series. It kicks off tomorrow night on Foxtel, and it tells the story of John Goodman, Adam Devine, and Danny McBride, a family, father, grandson, and son, of televangelists.
Yeah.
That have more than their fair share of dirty secrets.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Now, a show that I absolutely love the first season of is back on SBS, season 2, Nightfall, with Mark Hamill in it this time.
Yeah, this is brilliant. It's set in the age of the Knights Templar. Hamill is one of those sort of, I guess you'd call them, elders within that organisation. And it is big beards, big blades, and some pretty big stories.
Yeah, a really, really well done, the first season. And I think it was only 10 episodes or something like, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's reasonably contained, and same with season 2.
A bit of a shake-up at 7. One CEO gone, the new one in.
Yeah, there's never good news when the statement from the network reads, effective immediately. The CEO, Tim Warner, has exited from the network, a network he's been working for pushing 20 years, worked his way up to CEO. He's been immediately replaced by James Warburton, who, if you can remember back, was the head of sales for 7, wanted to become CEO. Warner wouldn't get out of the way, so he went to 10, massive court case, eventually got there, didn't have much of a chance to do good, ended up at the V8 Supercars, is now welcomed back into the fold. There is way, way more layers to this story than even we know right now, and I'm sure it will come out in the fullness of time. But with 7 releasing their results this week, as some of the lowest they've delivered in the last 10 years, this is not good news.
Well, look, if James Warburton can do what he did with Supercars 7 or on for a big year
or
a couple of years, because he did a really good job there. Speaking of Channel 7, Sunrise has been doing better than the Today Show on Channel 9 for quite some time, but a few wins for Today has seen the current executive producer and former producer of Today get very upset.
Yeah, look, it's very interesting. Michael Pell is the executive producer of Sunrise and has overseen it for the bulk of its life now. He's very protective of his brand and his crew, as you would be. Mm. However, when Darren Wick, the man responsible for the Today Show, points out, you know, we won Melbourne a couple of weeks in a row now, we're really happy with that. Today need all the wins they can get.
Yeah.
What would have been the classy response from Pell would have been to say, congratulations, healthy competition means healthy breakfast, glad you're back in the game. That's not what he said. It was pretty direct. It was very bitchy. All the tweets are deleted now, but I expect to see round three happen on Saturday this week.
Yeah, I met him once at a birthday party of a mutual friend. He's an interesting character, that's for sure. Mate, tell me what your thoughts are of Channel 7's new dating show, The Proposal.
What rhymes with abhorrent? it's pretty diabolical. Now, it is a dating reality show that is effectively a game show, yet from the very first minute, Luke Jacobs, who is the host, and he is doing all the heavy lifting, let me tell you, tells us very seriously that this is very real and someone will be married by the end of this episode. And then proceeds to have in the first episode, it is a female that 10 men are brought out in front of. They don't get to see her until the very end. And they go through all sorts of different challenges, which include, believe it or not, a swimsuit parade. And she has to whittle them down until she gets to the final two, who both propose to her, and she has to choose which proposal she prefers.
You know, I reckon Dexter is sitting in a storage locker somewhere, Dexter the robot from Perfect Match, thinking, I could do so much better than these nuff-nuffs that we've got doing dating shows now.
But he easily could, and let me tell you, he's actually not tucked away in some dust. He's down in the Australian Film Museum in the city of Melbourne, and anyone can go by and see him. Perhaps we need to arrange for a visit from maybe James Warburton or Paul Anderson. They can nick by and pick him up.
Indeed. Saturday Night Rove back on the Channel 10 network. How's it going to go?
Look, it's a very short run. Of course, it's live, so we don't get any previews on this. I really liked it as a part of Pilot Week last year. I am hopeful that it will be as good, if not better. They have a very short time to prove themselves. It's make or break, honestly, Stephen. This could be something that we go, hey, this is really fun and we can get into this, and it could go on for years, or it could be these six episodes.
Now, we're starting to see the fruits of the merger between Nine and Fairfax with Your Domain. Now, most people would know Domain being the Fairfax real estate property guide. There's now a TV version of it.
There sure is. Starting on Saturday, we'll get it. I think it's about 10 a.m., half-hour program, really just profiling some of the more amazing and a great way to get a bit extra money out of vendors, of course, some of the amazing properties that are for sale through domain.com.au. Hosted by Shelley Craft, people will know from The Block, and Chris Kohler. It's really a good sneaky peek in some of Australia's most exclusive addresses that are for sale.
Okay. Now, last but not least, something that I've been using a lot lately is the 10 All Access streaming app. Mm. The app itself is absolute rubbish, but there's a great catalogue of shows on there.
Yes.
Obviously, due to the CBS takeover of 10, but now that Viacom have merged with CBS in the States, what does that mean for 10?
Look, it means access to a ludicrously large catalogue of content. I think I saw the stat somewhere. It's something like 140,000 episodes of television. There are 750 shows in production between CBS and Viacom right now, like through all of their filtered businesses and everything. So that means a whole bunch of stuff. It could impact Stan because Viacom owns Showtime. So with that coming back into the fold, that might change the nature of their relationship. A lot of Showtime content shows up on Stan. Mm. And all it can mean is hopefully they get their fingers out and give us a whole bunch of new content on on 10 All Access.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And geez, there's a lot of options out there for viewers. Steve, it's always good, mate. That's why we need you here to talk to us each week, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks so much.
All the best. Steve Malk from tvblackbox.com.au back with us next week on Australia by Night.